I'm Carol Hills, in for Marco Werman, and it's The World. There's a sense of just do something. In the weeks since the ISIS-inspired shootings in San Bernardino, there have been calls to tighten gun restrictions, increase surveillance, even ban the entry of Muslims. Congress hasn't gone there, but yesterday, the House overwhelmingly approved a plan to make it harder for people who visited Iraq, Iran, Syria, or Sudan to come here. We'll hear more about that later in the show, but first, the U.S. has a long history of restricting immigration in times of stress. Back in the 19th century, politicians pushed through a ban on Chinese immigrants. Erica Lee is director of the Immigration History Research Center at the University of Minnesota.
It may be hard for listeners to understand or even believe, because today, Chinese Americans and Asian Americans in general, there's a stereotype of being the model minority in the United States. But a century ago, Chinese and other Asian immigrants were seen as the opposite of what America wanted. In fact, so dangerous to American society, the American economy, that the United States really needed to ban all of them from coming into the country.
This was not just a popular prejudice. Dramatic steps were taken in terms of legislation. What kind of restrictions were placed on Chinese immigration in the late 19th century?
Well, California acted first, so it's not unlike, again, our situation in the United States, where states are taking action before the federal government does. And California tried to ban all Chinese immigrants from entering the state of California until the federal government stepped in and said immigration is actually a federal issue. And that is where the movement started along the West Coast to finally end up with the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882. And this law banned all Chinese laborers, which was the vast majority of the Chinese immigrants who were coming into the country. But it did leave the door open, and this is where it differs from Donald Trump's proposal of an all-out ban on Muslim immigration. The Chinese Exclusion Act, as egregious as it was actually more welcoming to Chinese immigrants in that it at least allowed merchants and students, teachers, travelers, and diplomats to enter the country.
How did that legislation and the mood around it affect Chinese already living here?
This is the beginning of what Chinese in America call the Reign of Terror, because not only did this law legitimize discrimination, I mean, this is the first time in U.S. history that we single out a group for exclusion based on their race and also based on class. But it would not be the last. But for Chinese in America, this really begins a period of what we call the exclusion era, a period where there's no integration. They're banned from becoming naturalized citizens as well. They create an underground kind of shadow society. It's really bound to the confines of ethnic Chinatowns. There's informal segregation that bans Chinese from moving into certain areas. There's formal discrimination in terms of banning them from certain occupations. There's anti-miscegenation laws. You know, so this is really the legitimization of racial discrimination for Chinese immigrants and Chinese Americans.
Erica, I know you have a personal connection to this period. Tell us about that.
So my family history goes way back into this era. My great-great-great-grandfather was one of those first Chinese men who came seeking gold in 1854 in California. And because of the anti-Chinese sentiment and because of the Chinese exclusion laws, you know, he never brought his own family over to the United States. So for three generations, my family was split across the Pacific Ocean with the women and children, you know, living in China, and the men, first my great-great-grandfather and then his son coming to the United States to run some businesses. So it wasn't until the early 20th century when my grandparents on both sides were immigrants during this time period. And when they entered the country during the exclusion era, they went through all sorts of processing and identification and interrogations and detention. And it's a history that, quite frankly, Chinese Americans are still trying to heal from. And so these proposals to ban another group really strike a chord with us today.
Did your grandparents tell you stories about what had happened to them during that period?
So one of the aspects of Chinese American families is because this period was so traumatic, most Chinese Americans of that generation did not pass on their stories. They did not want to talk about what they had to do to come into the country, often with false documentation. They didn't want to talk about being detained at the immigration station in Angel Island, much like our immigrant centers, detention centers today. So much of that history was lost. And I felt that in my own family. I had a grandmother on one side who was left behind. She would never share those stories. I just knew that I couldn't ask. I had a grandfather on the other side who was proud of the hardships, felt like he had overcome them. I think he wanted us to know that history. So it was a mixed bag, but in general, for many families like mine, that history was often not passed on.
Erica, if you could say something to the American public about what Donald Trump is saying, what would you say?
I would say that as a historian, I try to think about the ways in which we as a country can learn from those mistakes from the past, and perhaps use our history to illuminate complicated issues and make sure that we can move forward in the right way. I never thought that I would stand before my students like I did yesterday and say that the current immigration proposals make the egregious Chinese Exclusion Act that we have studied, that I have spent many, many years researching and writing about, that the current immigration proposals make that egregious law look better than what we're talking about today.
Historian Erica Lee is the author of a new book, The Making of Asian America. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.